All right, today's lesson is on one of the bread and butters of email marketing in ConvertKit, and it's called a broadcast. And all a broadcast means is just a one-off email. So it's not something that's necessarily recurring. It's not necessarily something that's automated. It's just if you were to sit down and send an email out right now, that's called a broadcast. And that's different than sequences, which you build once and they keep going. So broadcasts are important because it gets people off of your main list into more automated, targeted topics. So I'm going to walk you through one of mine so that you can see the difference. And broadcast could be a myriad of things. So if you have a blog, your broadcast might be what's new on the blog this month. Or if you're sending stuff only about beauty counter, then your broadcast might be here is a sale about beauty counter. So think of broadcasts as things that are more timely and relevant and aren't necessarily evergreen, which means that you could send the same content 6 months from now, it would still be relevant. You can still send evergreen content in a broadcast, but what you would want to do is take that and pull it into a sequence so you get to repurpose that. So I'm going to walk you through my broadcast that I use for my blog each week. So I send a weekly what's new on the blog broadcast, and I'm going to share that with you and then show you how some pieces start to come together with previous lessons that we've gone over. So my weekly broadcast is called What's New on the Blog. And what I include in there is anything that's gone out new on the blog, and then some like sale information. So what I have in here is everyone who has subscribed. So I want to dump everybody in there who came in through a Foodie Stays Fit or a Beauty Counter, because all my Beauty Counter business is usually promoted through my Foodie Stays Fit channel. So I include everyone, but I exclude Best of Winston, which is another business I own, because this has absolutely nothing to do with a Foodie Stays Fit. So I exclude them. So next step, and you're going to see content in here already because I just duplicated an old broadcast so I could show you what it looks like. Okay, so I have just like a little introduction. It's almost like a short blog post, just writing a little life update about some travel and some running. And then I go through with what's new on the blog. There was a gift guide. There was a post about the Olympic marathon trials, what to wear running in the cold. And then in every broadcast for Foodie Stays Fit, I include a beauty counter pick of the week, which is a strategic decision, which I'll talk through. And then I include some fashion content and then all the discounts that people get that I have available for them. So here's where broadcasts come in handy. So remember the tags that we had. Three of my main tags are running interests, skincare interest, and fashion interest. So the way this comes in handy is that if anyone clicks on any of this running content, where do you think I have those links identified? I have them tagged. So if they click in here, then I would tag them as running interest. If they are interested in running in the cold, this one might already be tagged. Nope. Okay. So I would tag them as running interest. So anytime someone clicks these links for my broadcast, then I know that they're interested in running and I can send more running content to them in the future. Down here, if someone clicks any of these beauty counter links, and there's a bunch of different links, but I'm going to make sure that they're all tagged, then when they click on it, I'm going to tag them as skincare click. So anytime, so I would label all of these as skincare clicks. So then I can follow up with them to be like, hey, I saw that you were interested in learning more about skincare. How can I help? Here's some more information, whatever you want to do. And then down here, anytime someone clicks, I could link all of these as interested in fashion, but where I tend to tag is if people are interested enough to download the Like to Know It app, they're really interested in fashion. And so this is where I tag people as fashion interested. And down here, let's say I wanted to send an email only about Primally Pure. I could tag this as Primally Pure, which is another one of my tags. Or if I wanted to send an update about Thrive Market, I could tag this as Thrive. So you see, I already have something there. So it really depends what tags you already have in place and what you want to track. But broadcasts are really helpful for getting people off your big list onto a more targeted list. So if this were a beauty counter email, for example, let's say I was sending it to everybody who was not Band of Beauty. But if people clicked a link about Band of Beauty to learn more, then you'd know they're interested in it. So you could flag them as Band of Beauty interested. and then follow up with them with more information. So this is one way to use broadcasts. I think the broadcasts are best used no more than once a week. You don't want to overwhelm people with email. And for me, really the goal of broadcasts is to send really relevant information that's new content. And then let's say that, so I have a running sequence, right? So I have this blog post about running. What I could do is take this out of the broadcast. So running in the cold. This is a topic that's going to be relevant every year once it's cold. So I could go to my running sequence, and then I could take the content from my broadcast, right? So this is where you can start to repurpose content. Let's say I had a broadcast that was all about running in the cold. And I do this a lot with beauty counters. If I have a broadcast that's about a new product that launches, I'm going to take that and put it in the sequence. So then I could come in here and I could add an email to my sequence, tips for running in the cold. And then I could take the content from the broadcast and just copy it in here and then make it a little bit more evergreen. So then when someone gets my running sequence, they're going to get the tips for running in the cold, which is still going to be relevant for them. Hopefully it doesn't go out in August. You could always turn it off, but running in the cold is always going to be relevant for runners who run year round. So another example that I touched upon briefly, let's say I send out an email about the makeup wipes when they come back in stock to my beauty counter people. I could talk through why I love the makeup wipes so much. I could talk through tips for making them last longer, like cutting them in half, where I use them most often. So at the gym, or if I don't have time to shower before dinner. So I can include all of that in a broadcast, then I could take it and put it at the end of my beauty counter sequence, and that's always gonna be relevant to people. So, but I would wanna send a broadcast to let people know right away that they were back in stock. So that's how broadcasts and sequences can play together. So your assignment now is that I want you to write your first broadcast. So think about what would be something that's timely that you want to let people know about in the next week or two, and then write it out. And then I want you to underline in there what you would want to tag. So if you're writing it about beauty counter, maybe you want to tag something about the consultant opportunity, or maybe you want to tag something about beauty counter. Or if you have a bigger, like if you have a health coaching business, maybe you want to put something in there about tagging people interested in nutrition, or you want to put something in there about hormones. Whatever your business looks like, you want to start to think through how you can tag people in broadcasts so you can really start to get people to self-identify when they click on links from your broadcast. And of course, if you need help, reach out, but I hope this helps you start to put into practice what we have been learning. I think broadcasts are really fun, and it's a good way to start to communicate with your audience on a more regular basis.